Jack Johnson, and Miles' live Evil. He also played with a rock band called Dreams, and then joined John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra to become one of the best-known drummers in the business at that point. He's played with people on recordings such as James Brown, Isaac Hayes, Quincy Jones, Robin Kenyatta, Larry Coryell, Freddie Hubbard, Carla Thomas, Mose Allison, Roberta Flack, Les McCann, Herbie Mann, The Fifth Dimension, and Deodato. So he's obviously never limited himself to any particular musical idiom, but his forte is jazz, as is exemplified in all of his solo efforts, particularly Spectrum, which is my favorite, and Crosswinds. So let's take it to the stage for the opening night performance on the New World of Jazz with Billy Cobham.
Thank you.
And now we return to the New World of Jazz, presented by COZ.
The New World of Jazz continues with Billy Cobham. Thank you. Listening to the New World of Jazz from the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. Our guest tonight, Billy Cobham. The New World of Jazz is broadcast in Sansui QS4 channel. If you have a Sansui 4 channel receiver, you'll get the full benefit of tonight's concert. If you're still in the stereo, you probably have noticed that your stereo sounds just a little bit better than before. It's just one of the extras that QS4 channel broadcasting offers, a wider stereo perspective. 4-channel is a really exciting innovation in sound. It brings you right to the action. You feel as if you were right here in the club or concert hall. Hearing the 4-channel difference convinces you. Take the QRX 7001. With this state-of-the-art 4-channel receiver, you can not only decode this and other broadcaster records, but also create your own 4-channel from any stereo source. If you already have a stereo and are really excited about the possibilities of 4-channel, think about Sansui's add-on decoders, such as our QSD-1 and our brand new QSD-2. Your Sansui dealer will be glad to show you how exciting the 4-channel world really is. Sansui offers a whole new world of music.
It's somewhere around 11:30. I'm Robert Desiderio, and you're tuned to WCOZ in Boston.
The band has returned to the stage here at the Agora Ballroom for our opening night performance of the New World of Jazz. So let's hear more from Billy Cobham. Thank you. Return with more of Billy Cobham on the New World of Jazz after this.
You're tuned to WCOZ.
And now the final portion of tonight's New World of Jazz featuring Billy Cobham.
There was this old man. He was sitting on this log in Cleveland, Ohio. Over there by Swingles, there was this log behind the hotel, you know? And this, the fool had been asleep for a long time, you see, and every now and then you have to take time to talk to people. So me and Frank Zappa passed by this dude one day, and we saw him sitting there. So he asked us what had been happening, so, you know, we sat down on this log by this dude. We told him. We said, "Whoa, are we moving too slow? Have you seen us, Uncle Ray? Oh, we look a pretty sharp in these clothes. Unless we could spray with a hose. But you know it ain't bad in the day. They squinted your way. Unless it's in the winter or when it's froze. And it's hard if it hits on your nose. So just keep your nose to the grindstone, they say. Grindstone, they say. Well, they say it will redeem us. Oh, Lord, Uncle Ray. Billy Cobham can't wait until his fro is full grown. Well, I told Billy a long time ago to throw his durag away and home. Pick up some Afro Sheen and take a drive to Beverly Hills. I know y'all got one here. Just before the crack of dawn, and knock those little jackets off the rich people's lawn. And before they get up, I'll be gone. I'll be gone. Before they get up, awake and be gone, awake and be gone, awake and be gone.
an inspired performance by Billy Cobham and his band on tonight's New World of Jazz. Sam Suey will continue to bring you the finest names in the world of jazz.